Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, the church for truth seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about Christians Community Center of Los Angeles Ministries and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at www.ccla.org. We also want you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show thyself approved unto Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
We thank you and praise you for this time. And thank you and praise you for who you are in our lives. It's all about you. 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 Hey, hallelujah. We acknowledge that, Father Yahweh. Right now we want to be led and guided by you, Father Yahweh. So we submit ourselves to this process. Lead us by your word and by your spirit, Father Yahweh. Thank you and praise you. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Shalom, saints.
Shalom.
Hallelujah. I just want to share a little with you this morning. I want to thank those that are here in the sanctuary. I also want to thank those that are tuning in on iChurch. It is a blessing to have you join us this morning. Let's turn to Hosea, the 4th chapter and the 6th verse. We're talking about knowing, and we've been embarking upon a closer relationship. Well, you can't have a close relationship unless you know more. Let me say that again. You can't have a closer relationship unless you know more. Even if we're talking about human relationship, how can you have a deeper and closer relationship when you don't know nothing about the person? Or you just know a few things. You know they got green eyes. You know they talk like they nice. Have you ever talked to a person and in that talking to a person, you only get bits and pieces of personal information? And you can tell that they're limiting. They're avoiding real stuff. And they want to know everything about you, but they're not providing any information about themselves. So therefore, you want to get close, but you can't seem to get close because you don't know enough to trust. Hey, thank you, Minister Daniel. Would you like to come on up here? No, I'm just kidding. But the truth of the matter is, you serve a God that wants to tell you everything about him. He wants to share all of the details. He wants to share all the mysteries. But he wants you to be, he wants to know that you want to know. So that's why the word says, ask, and you what? Shall receive. Seek, and you shall find what? Knock, and the door will be open unto you. So the Hebrew concept of knowledge is that once you get knowledge, you own it. Once you know something, can't nobody take it away from you. It's yours, right? And so you got to walk in that. So when we look at Hosea, the 4th chapter, and the 6th verse says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also, what? Reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. And it says, my people are destroyed. Those are some serious consequences for rejecting knowledge. But when we find out what knowledge means, it's the Hebrew word da'ath, D-A-A-T-H. And that means what? It's the kind of knowledge that comes from putting it into practice. So you got to apply. Say, I got to apply this knowledge. See, you guys sit up here and listen, but tomorrow, are you going to be applying the knowledge? Are you going to be walking in the knowledge? Are you going to be doing what the word says about certain things, right? And so this is about relationship. The more we know about the Savior that we serve, the closer we get. And that knowledge of him belongs to you. And so when we look at having, we're in this month, this Hebrew month of Elul. I was telling you guys about, it started on the 16th. And the bottom line of that is that we're preparing for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And we're taking an inventory of ourselves. See, the Bible says, examine yourself. And when you examine yourself, you examine, what am I doing? What is my focus? Do you know that this song today that has been ringing in our spirits, Yeshua be the center? For some of us here, I submit to you that you're saved. And you come to church occasionally, and you seem to be nice. You seem to be sweet. But is Yeshua your center? Do you place him in the center of your life? Do you make decisions based upon who he is in your life? Are you seeking after other things and other stuff, or are you seeking after him? Because he said, seek ye first the kingdom of Yahweh and his righteousness, and all the other stuff will be what? Be added unto you. Who wants stuff? Well, we all want, don't, yeah, raise your hand. Because you want stuff. You ask for stuff all the time. You want a house to live in, right? You want a roof. You want a job. You want a cell phone. You want a car. You want electricity. You want gas. You want water. Oh, God knows you want water. You need water. Well, we don't have to seek after all those. Give me this. Give me that. Seek after him. And you serve a God that knows you need your gas. You serve a God that knows you need electricity. You serve a God that knows you need to communicate and you need to get around town, right? So if you seek him first, then you don't even have to ask for it. He'll give you the stuff before you even realize. You turn around, it's like, whoa, where'd that come from? How did he know that I needed it? Because he knows you. You gotta wanna know him. Tell your neighbor, we gotta wanna know. And some of y'all don't like the neighbor thing. Somebody sent me a picture the other day that showed a single chair. It was a bunch of pews, and it was a single chair sitting on its side, and it had these arms on it where only one person, and there was nobody on the side. And the caption was, when you don't want to say, what did it say? When you don't want to ask your neighbor anything. When you don't want to tell your neighbor anything, right? It was a church setting. But sometimes y'all got people sitting next to you, and I say, tell your neighbor, and you just... Don't you know, y'all, that We come together because we all want the same thing. We all serve the same God. We all need some encouragement sometimes. I don't know about you, but if I was the only one serving Yahweh, it'd be a pretty lonely kind of existence without having other people around that wants to serve the same God. Y'all are blessed. Look at all these people that you got that has the same goals that you got. And if we all would make him the center, there would be nothing that we could not do. Nothing that could not be accomplished. So I'm trying to impress upon you as we approach these days that are coming, that Yahweh is speaking. It's no coincidence that this song is ringing in us. Be the center. He's saying, I want to be the center. I want a closer relationship with you. And so we should want that. So last week, I shared some things with you. I brought you in the prayer cloth and I showed you. Who remembers what the tassels are? Yes, right? And what was the purpose of the tzitzit? What? Let's go here. Let's go this real quick. Let's go to, and I want to take you to the right place. Let's go to Numbers 15, the 15th chapter, the 37th verse. And I just want to touch on this just a little bit, because remember, they didn't have a Bible to walk around with, did they? They had to do things so that they would remember. They even went to school at the age of 6 years old to study the Torah, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Do you know what they had to do? They had to memorize all five books. Can you memorize? Y'all can't even memorize how many books in the Bible. If I said memorize just the names. No, they had to memorize the whole chapter. The whole chapter of Genesis. And you know where I would probably be confused? On them begats. He begat this, begat this, begat that. And we got all these names. Guess what they had to do? They had to memorize that. Tell your neighbor, could you do that? But why? The purpose of the memorization was that they would get that word in them. They don't have no cell phones and iPads that you just pop up. Now, I use it because I'm trying to keep all of my things in the other. Otherwise, I'd have four or five books sitting up here. So I try to keep it condensed. But some of y'all don't even know where to flip in the Bible. Go to Hezekiah 3. Well, somebody grab their Bible. I got a news for you. There ain't a book of Hezekiah. But if you were in your word, you would know that. Somebody was like. I saw you too. I seen you. I'm not going to do you like that, though. But what I'm saying is that we got to know. So those were tools for them to what? No. So if we go to Numbers, or the Hebrew name for Numbers is what? Bar Midbar. And it says what? And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying what? Speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them what? Fringes in the borders of their garments. And what were those fringes? Tzitzit, right? And in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put up on the fringe of the borders a ribbon of blue. And the 39 says, and it shall be unto you for a fringe that you might what? Look upon it. And when you look upon it, what would you do? Remember. You remember all of the commandments of Yahweh. Why do we need to remember them? so that we could what? Some of y'all need to be reminded. Now, I'm not telling you to go buy some tzitzit and sew them on, but maybe you might need to. Maybe you have somebody gonna help you. But you know, what other things do we do to remember things? We have, notes and scriptures, but who has cell phones? And then some of y'all like to personalize your phone, don't you? You put your boyfriend and your girlfriend picture up on there. It's called the wallpaper, right? And on the wallpaper, we sometimes y'all put a car that y'all like. So maybe somebody got a Porsche or a Lamborghini picture on here, something that you want. Isn't that what we do? Another thing that we do, if I were to go to some of you guys' house, you'd have a post, you'd have like a something on the wall. And maybe you'd have a big giant picture of a house up there in a car. Have you guys done that? Yeah, some of you guys have done that. And you call them vision boards. And the stuff that you want is on the board. And I'm confessing it, I'm gonna name it, I'm gonna claim it. I mean, you done cut it out the magazine and pasted it on a board. And every morning when you get up, you looking at it, yeah, that house is mine, yeah, that car. Y'all laughing because you got that. Well, you remember what it is that you want every morning. But do you remember that you want a closer walk with your Savior every morning? Do you put up scriptures that say, I'm more than a conqueror, that you look at on your wall? Do you put up stuff that says, I can do all things through Mashiach who strengthens me? Maybe you would be a little bit more victorious if every morning you would concentrate on what really matters, or concentrate on who really matters. Concentrate on the things that he told you who you are, and you believe that he said, the things that I am, I actually am. He said I was more than a conqueror. Guess what? This morning, I am more than a conqueror. Sometimes you got to be reminded. I see so many defeated believers. I'm like, wait a minute. Didn't he say that you could do all? I can't do it, Pastor Tom. I just can't do it. There's this word that's going around. Anybody know about hashtag? Hashtag, where you post stuff on different things, and it's hashtag whatever it is that you're interested in or you're trying to emphasize. Like if you're, who's a Lakers fan? Okay, so then y'all better be loyal. I mean, if you're a Lakers fan, you better ride or die, Lakers. I know they're not doing too well, but you know, you got to hang on in there. Right? And dude, you was talking about Kobe and stuff, and now you a LeBron fan? You buying LeBron shoes? Yeah, this dude right here, man. Talk about loyalty. You just going to jump off the Kobe ship and jump right on LeBron's ship. What's wrong with you? But the concept of hashtag is this. It's hashtag whatever it is that you're interested in, right? So there's this hashtag going around, hashtag I can't. I can't. I can't. I cannot. Right? And so you got a bunch of believers going around saying, you know, when something happens, I can't. You know, when somebody's, you want to tell somebody something and they need something, and you say, I can't. But do you know that that extends further than that? That becomes an attitude. And then you start saying, you can't so much that even when it's stuff that you can, you say what? I can't. My brother's tripping over here. I need to tell him, I can't. Well, that's not a concept of a believer. We're supposed to be able to what? We can. Tell your neighbor we can. Right. So I run into so many believers that are like, I can't do this. I can't do that. I can't. He said you can do all things through Yeshua, who what? strengthens you. Now, you cannot do it by yourself, but he doesn't expect you to do it by yourself. He expects you to do it through him. And if you're in him, then you can do it. And it's not limited. You can do all things, right? And so we gotta keep reminding ourselves what the word says about us. The word is saying stuff about you, but you have to believe that you can tread over serpents and over scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. And what? Nothing shall by any means what? Hurt you. So understanding that, then the more you know, the freer you become. The more you know, the more victory that you can achieve. The more you know, the more power. So if that's important, maybe we should start doing something that we remember. Like it is what the other things that we remember. What do you do with things that you want to remember? You what? You keep it close. You what? Write it down. Right? Maybe we ought to start doing that. Because it says, if you look on the fringe or on the tzitzit, it's going to remind you of the word, and then you're going to do the word, and that you're not going to seek after your own heart. Well, and your own eyes, after which you go a what? Because a lot of times you guys see stuff that you want, and you'll compromise your salvation to get it. Yeah, you will. And so we got to understand, if we stay in him, we'll be able to do all these things. So let's go here. I got to share this with you. Let's go to Ephesians. Actually, let's go to John, Yohanan. John 8th chapter. And then we're going to slide into the concept of this. How can we better remember? We got to kind of look at how they remember things. And so when we look at John 8th chapter, the 31st verse says what? Then Yeshua, to those Jews which believed on him, said, if you continue in my word, then you are what? My disciples what? What does he mean by continue in my word? Well, it means that you guys are here. It's Sunday, right? You're here. You position yourself Sunday. And what are we doing? We are going through the word, right? Well, what are you going to do tomorrow? No, you're not. See, some of y'all said that and you have no intentions of opening up your Bible tomorrow. You got barbecue going on. You're cooking greens. Oh, yeah, I did forget that it is a holiday. Well, maybe Tuesday. He's saying you can't just make it a one-shot deal. This becomes a lifestyle. Now, listen, I'm not asking you guys to read a whole chapter each day, but you need to read something. I don't see many of y'all missing meals. You make sure that you have what? A meal. So tomorrow, we need to feast on the word. Just read a script. Can he get a saint, a brother, or a sister just to read one scripture? Can he find somebody that loves him just enough that says, hey, you know what? Yeah, I love you so much. I'm going to read a couple of scriptures. Listen, don't overwhelm yourself. Don't be like, I'm going to read the whole book of Acts. How are you going to go from reading nothing to reading the whole book of Acts? But tell your neighbor, take it easy. You know, just say, hey, you know what? Let me read about 4-5 scriptures. Oh, say 4-5. 4-5. Say, somebody say a couple, 2-3. That's how y'all talk anyway. Couple, 2-3, about 4-5. You know, and then when you do that, every day, you read maybe tomorrow you read a couple, 2-3. because you're trying to get them greens on. And then and then maybe Tuesday, you meet a couple 4-5. And then on hump day, maybe you just can only muster up one. But praise Yahweh. There's some scriptures, just that one scripture got so much power in it. Just that one scripture got so much what? But you're not going to be a disciple, a true follower, unless you continue. Say continue.
Continue.
Means every day I'm at least trying to do something. I'm trying to read something. I'm trying to build up something. And it says, if you do that, then you're what? You're my disciples, what? Indeed. And 32 says what? And you shall know the truth. And the truth will what? Did you guys know that the more truth that you know, or the concept of owning, the more truth that you own, the enemy can't bind you up? Because he binds you up with stuff because you don't know. You don't know you got that power. You don't know you got that authority. So the more you know, the freer you become. Who wants freedom? If you want freedom, you need to know more. And the more you know, the enemy can try to put you in a, as Apostle used to say years ago, trick bag. What's a trick bag? A bag of tricks, somebody said. But a trick bag is a bag that you can't seem to find a way out of it. Right? So the more you know. So let's go to 1 Yohanan. And I don't know about you, but I don't just want to be free occasionally. I want to stay free. I want to remain free. That means that every day I need to be seeking something that's going to free me up. And so the first Yohanan, the second chapter. You got it? Okay. Say, we are... Say it. Children of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Say, we have
His Holy Spirit
dwelling within. You know, you guys are special. When you have that Holy Spirit dwelling within, there's something special about that. It's not just your ordinary person that says, oh, I'm a Christian. But are you spirit-filled? Because there's power in being what? Do I have any spirit-filled folks that know that there's power in being spirit-filled? So the 20th verse of the second chapter simply says, you have something. You have an unction from the Holy One. What is an unction? Well, an unction, there's a Greek word called a chrism. Can you show that, please? And in the chrism, it says it's an anointing. The unction is an anointing that you have. It's a special endowment from the Holy Ghost. It's a special power that makes things happen. Just like the woman when she touched the tzitzit. Come on now. And the virtue went out of Yeshua. He wasn't even trying to lay hands on her. He didn't know nothing about her. All he knew that the power flowed out of him. And when that power flowed out of him, he had that dunamis power. And when we look in the word, I showed you guys this last week. When dunamis power goes out, it's called dynamis. So you got that dunamis power that has that potential energy. It's there. It's got that potential power. It's going to do something, but it just needs faith to draw it out. It just needs somebody to believe. And she believed that if she touched the tzitzit, then she would be made whole. And when she touched that tzitzit, guess what? Yeshua was over here doing something, but boom, dynamis came off his dunamis. And he was like, whoa. Who touched me? Well, look, dude, bro, there's all these people up in the press. You got all these people. What you mean? Who touched you? He says, somebody touched me and the dynamis went out of me. Well, if the dynamis went out of him, it went out. And guess what? The woman was healed. So guess what? When dynamis goes out, it's going to do what it's supposed to do. When that power goes out, whatever you're believing Yahweh for, it's going to go out and it's going to perform exactly that. Right? But you know what I loved about this? Yes, she was healed and all that. But to me, the powerful thing about it, and another powerful component about it, was that she heard that the Messiah would come with healing in his tzitzit. So because she touched the tzitzit on his garment, that means she believed that he was the Messiah. You got to believe that Yahweh is who he says he is. There is nothing impossible for him. And if you believe he is who he says he is, then the possibilities of what he'll do for you are unlimited. You got to believe that he can do it. And if you believe that he can do it, somebody say it shall be done. So he says, you got something in you. And I would dare say that this unction connects with the power. So whatever that unction is that he gave you connects with that dynamis. So from that dunamis, that dynamis comes over and it agrees with your unction. Ooh. And when you have that coming together, something what? Happens. When you look at, let's find out what he's saying. What happens? He says we got an unction. What does that mean? We got an anointing. We got a special endowment. So let's go back to the verse. You have an unction from the Holy One. And you know what? Well, you say, but I don't know all things. Because you're not seeking. Your relationship ain't strong enough. You have the potential, but you're not allowing that unction to rule and reign in your life. You're not allowing that Holy Ghost, what he's put in you, to actually activate and move. You're just sitting on it. Because you guys come to church, but are you actually operating in the unction that he's given you? Or are you just saying, well, it's there. Well, it's there. Well, it's there. Well, okay. But it ain't enough that it's there. It needs to be working for your good. It needs to be working. You need to be connecting with the word. You need to take that Holy Ghost power and that word and put them together and let some stuff happen for you. You got to connect to that. You got to plug it in. You got to plug in. He can't force it. He can't say, let me take this cord. Let me plug it in for you. You got to say, thank you, Yahweh, that you've given me this unction. Thank you so much that you've given me this power. I'm going to take it in and I'm going to plug it into your word. And everything that your word says, we're going to perform it. But you got to believe that there's power. When you plug in, you plug it into something. You better believe that there's power that you plug it into. Better watch out. Because when you plug that thing in. So let me make it clear. Pastor Tom does not have a Tesla. You guys saw a Tesla parked out there. That don't belong to me. I got to give. Not yet. Hey, who said that? I received that. I received that. Right. I got to give it back at 8 o'clock tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. So I get my car back. But check this out. When you plug that thing in to a power source, it just trickles. Yeah. It's just a regular power source. It just trickles. My regular house power source, I plug it in. It took an hour to just get 2 miles of charge. So that means that it could be plugged up for 8 hours and I'll only be able to go 16 miles. Oh, but Tesla created something called a supercharger. And you plug that thing in and it'll charge it all the way up in a matter of minutes. Some of y'all need to plug into the supercharger. You plug it into your own little power, but it cannot compare to the supercharger power of Yahweh when you plug into him. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You got to plug into that. You think that your little stuff is enough. It's not enough. Tell your neighbor, it's not enough. We need to plug into something that's higher than us. I tried to plug it into my little wall outlet, and it was like, toot. But when I plugged that, when I drove to the supercharger station and I plugged that thing, it did, and all that power, what, came rushing out. If we would just plug into the power of Yahweh and let all of his power, everything he says in his word will come to pass, becomes real, it pours out. Who wants that pouring out? You better plug in. You got to plug in. And it says we'll know all things, right? What does the 21st verse say? I ain't written this unto you because you don't know the truth. I wrote it to you because you know it. And that no lie. If you don't believe what Yahweh's word says, you're doing one of two things. You either believe it or you don't. And if you don't believe what Yahweh's word is saying, you're saying it's a lie. So that's what you're saying. If you didn't know, now you know. When you don't believe that Yahweh will perform what he said he will perform, then you're saying, you're acting like it's a lie. Because when something is a lie, do we believe it? When we find out that it is a lie? No, we don't. That's deep, huh? You sitting up in here in this house because you believe that his word is true. And when you believe that his word is true, you can't just, I believe this sometimes, and then no. I said it yesterday. You have to be fully persuaded. What does fully persuaded mean? Fully persuaded means that you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that what Yahweh says in his word is true. And if you truly believe that, then whatever he's saying that's going on in his word, it'll happen for you. Do you want something to happen for you? No, 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 no. Because that's not the way you act when you really want something to happen for you. Do you really want something to happen for you? Right. My question to you is, how do you think it's going to happen for you? Do you believe that Yahweh is the one that can allow it to happen for you? Amen. Wait, see, and so this is my test. See, you said you wanted something to happen for you, and you were jubilant. But then when I said, do you believe Yahweh is the one that can make it happen for you? I got a pity-patty, pity-patty, pity-patty. No, sat down. Sat down. We're going to do this quiz again. Do you want something to happen for you? Okay. Now, do you believe that Yahweh is the one that can make it happen for you? Hallelujah. So we know that Yahweh is able to do exceedingly abundantly above whatever he can what? ask or think. So he said, I did not tell you this because you didn't know. I gave you my word because you do know. Know what? Know that he's able to perform his word. Say, I know.
I know.
Let's do it this way. Say, Yahweh,
I know
that you're able,
to perform your word.
I believe it.
I receive it.
And that settles it. In Yeshua's mighty name. Amen. Bow your heads. Father Yahweh, we thank you and praise you for your power, for your word, for the things that you say in your word that applies to us. Forgive us that we don't believe, or in the past we haven't believed. Today we believe your word is true. And we thank you, Father Yahweh, for your love and your grace and your mercy. Right now, Father, minister to us the importance of knowing your word. And then from knowing your word, doing your word. And from doing your word, believing your word. And from believing your word, receiving your word. And allowing you to work in our behalf. Help us. Help us. Help us. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Amen. Bow your head. Keep it bowed. I must allow this opportunity because we've spoken the words of power in this place. We've spoken the words of deliverance. We've spoken the words of what a Savior will do for his children. You're living your life, and maybe you don't have a relationship with the Savior. And you're saying, you know, I believe in what the Word is saying. His Word is speaking to me. And you're saying, I want to tap into that. I want to plug into this relationship. And if you want that relationship, I can pray for you. We can pray for you today. He wants you, but you have to want him for a change to take place in your life. So if you want a change in your life today, simply raise your hand and I'll pray for you for that change, for that relationship. You want that relationship. That's something that you can receive today. You need that today. Just raise your hand. Hallelujah. We'll pray for you. Hallelujah. Maybe you have had a relationship, but you're not close like you used to be. You know he's calling you closer. You know that he's calling you deeper. You know that he wants to restore you back. And maybe you've drifted away and you're saying, I don't want to be in this drifted state. I want to be restored back to where I know I need to be in him. If that's you, we can pray for you. And all you have to do is raise your hand for restoration. Anyone, restoration, restoration. You can have it today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you and we praise you for who you are, your restorative power, your transformative power. And so right now, for those that need you and that you're ministering to, Father, provide another opportunity for them to receive everything that you have for them. Keep them, protect them from danger seen and unseen until they make that step for you. We give you the glory. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Somebody give him the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At this time.